time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL AM 750 and 107.3 FM. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me on the phone today, I have Kevin Kitchen. He is the spokesman for the Utah Department of Transportation. Kevin, what's going on this week in road construction around the area?
Dave, it's great to be back on and to be able to tell you that something is, in fact, happening. The contractor working on the bridge in Price has received the demolition approvals from the railroad, so they were back at it last week. They were actually able to make up about 3 days' worth of work by working extra hours and really pushing their schedule, and so we were pleased with that, especially considering all the weather and things that we had over the weekend. So that's a good thing. What they've been doing this past week is they've been continuing saw cutting the deck. They needed those approvals to be able to do that right over the railway, and that was kind of hindering their work from going the rest of the bridge. So they were able to really move on that, and we'll be continuing some of that saw cutting this week, and then they also have to demolish some of those things by hand. So they go and they cut it, then they have a lot of handwork that has to happen. And the good thing is we're expecting a lot of that work to move forward this week and a lot of the demolition to be done.
So, and you said that they had made up a little bit of time for time lost. A couple of days, 2 or 3 days, they've made up already on that?
Yeah, 2 or 3 days. So, I mean, our end goal was to make sure that we could clear, at least have the thing functional and operational for school. But, I mean, we may bump into that a little bit, but it's fantastic that they've made up what they have so far, and they're really working on a couple of different strategies to see if there's any way that they can make up more. Some of the activities we'll have this week, they're going to start sandblasting the girders, and we'll begin to see that today, and they'll be doing that again Thursday. And then probably by Thursday or Friday, they'll actually start forming some of the overhangs on both sides of the bridge, which is good because that means we're into actual construction, just into the rather than the demolition, you know. And they'll start looking at some of those ends, pouring some foam and stuff to get the haunches. And then the following week, we're into tying rebar, which can be intensive so far as time and labor is concerned, but very essential. And so that's kind of what the outlook looks like over the next couple of weeks.
Okay, and it just seems like here in Carbon County, we're kind of surrounded on all sides by road construction. Let's talk a little bit about Highway 10 and what's going on out there.
Right, so changing the traffic control this week there south of town, and that could start as early as today. They're going to start placing a new storm drain on the east side there. And so what that means is some of the access points where the vehicles cross the work zone to get to their driveways will shift their locations. So we're going to need to pay attention this week because things are going to be different on the ground there. Just north of the UPS Customer Center, there's going to be some alternating temporary closures of the local road 2750 south there. And so we'll need to watch that as well. And then they'll always have an access road open, but it's just a question of specifically where you'll need to access that at. So you need to keep heads up there if you're going to be using any of those local streets. And then they'll have to move some of the mailboxes there for the residents, and they'll temporarily put those in buckets so they can move them out beyond kind of the place they're working, so the mail people can come through and get them, and then they'll move them back. And then, of course, when the project's done, they'll set them permanently where they need to be.
Okay, so just use caution when you're heading out on Highway 10. Really, when you're heading out anywhere, especially with Memorial Day weekend coming up.
Yeah, and I might mention as well, Dave, I don't know, we've been resuming some work or north of Helper there as well, up to the line by Martin. So keep eyes out on US 6 as well as they try and finish that up. We hope that the weather will cooperate. Looks like it's going to be a little bit rainy. Shouldn't affect the bridge work too much. Could affect some of the road work a little bit.
Okay, so just watch where you're going and look out for road construction on the way, right?
Yep.
All right, Kevin, thanks so much for giving us the time and talking to us this morning. We'll talk to you in another couple of weeks, okay?
Yeah, Dave, thanks for the opportunity. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. That's Kevin Kitchen with UDOT. He's the spokesman for the area, kind of just giving us a rundown of a few of the road construction projects that are going on in the area. Now, for more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you go to castlecountryradio.com.